Okay, I'm looking at one of Laura's images. It's a broad plane that the closer you look at it, the more texture you realize. And you kind of need to zoom in on it. If you have a computer, it's always fun to go deeper into it. Because you see the pixelation, how that is what is creating the texture, and the pixelation is really controlled in areas to create even shapes and movement across the page. The colors in this palette are pink. There's a little bit of yellow, touches of yellow, and even a little bit of green here and there. But the pink interspersed with the black of some of the more significant marks across the page are, what really gives it its sense of form. The first thought for me, I found so much texture in it that I imagined sort of a rug, a kind of a plush rug that sits on top of isn't lying really flat, but has sort of feathers sticking up in it. A rug you'd want to lay down in and become part of the floor with. Good rug to roll on. So maybe carpet is a title. It really speaks to printmaking, I think, and what you would print on a rug like that, a printed carpet. But then there's this, sort of computer futuristic aspect to it when you really take a close look at the designs, the imagery, and how irregular this pattern is. But when you look so closely, it looks like these black lines zigzag around each other, almost like, when you look at wood that's had worms in it, and you see those lines curving around each other, that comes to mind as well. And of course, this concept of sort of a microchip and these wires threading around each other and everything making right angles, going someplace very meaningfully, but then fraying in places, and that imagery is discontinued throughout the image. So a second title we've got, I think I like rug better than carpet, by the way. So we'll go with rug, just R-U-G, rug. And for a second title, I think we'll say sort of how I imagine the internet. It's information highway.